Welcome to the fourth episode of the Lean Decisions podcast. I'm your host, Trevor Lawbear. Lean decisions are those that use the minimum amount of information and process needed to have successful outcomes. They rely on patterns, techniques, and insights to help you make decisions faster and with less stress. As part of my research into lean decisions, I'm interviewing people about the decisions they make and how they make them. The Lean Decisions podcast publishes these interviews so you can learn from them too. In this episode, I talk with John Knox, a mobile developer at Evernote, about a decision he made not to buy a camera. John talks about the process he went through to make this decision and the mental cost of letting decisions linger. This episode is part two of my interview with John. If you missed the first part, where we discussed his decision to start a t-shirt company, you can listen to it at leandecisions.com. So I'm here with John Knox. He works over at Evernote and is WinAddict on Twitter. John is going to talk to us today about a decision not to buy a camera. So John, can you give us a bit of background on who you are so we can understand the context of your decision?
Sure. I'm a mobile developer here at Evernote. I've been working here about 3 months. Prior to that, I was actually a consultant in the same field. And I like photography. It's one of my big hobbies, and I do it a lot. I think that's pretty much the background there.
Tell us about your decision not to buy a camera.
Excellent. Okay. I take a lot of photos, especially at events and when I travel. Whenever I travel somewhere, I tend to at least spend a few hours, you know, walking around the city with my camera and just taking photos and nerding out. And my primary camera is a Canon 7D, which is a fine camera. It's a few years old. And it must have been earlier in the year that the 5D Mark III was released, and it's a full-frame sensor, definitely a technically superior camera to my 7D. And, you know, I've had my eye on it for quite some time. Maybe I should save up money and purchase this camera.
Since I'm not a camera guy, can you give me an explanation of what would have that new camera have given you? Or was it just like, oh, it's the newest camera out, I want to buy the newest camera? Or was there something specific that attracted your eye about it?
Specifically, what caught my eye about it was that it has much greater light sensitivity. So for events, indoor events in particular, it definitely would produce superior photographs, less noise, less chance or opportunity for motion blur, since you can have higher shutter speeds on it when you take photos indoors. And also more advanced autofocus system, and so on and so forth. It would have just, in most cases, produced superior image quality and just been a little bit more convenient to use.
Okay, so it's a better camera, but you decided not to buy that camera. Can you walk us through how you made that decision and why you made the decision you did?
So part of it, on the topic of like how this became a decision, I knew I wanted it, but it's a pretty expensive camera body. And so when you're spending a few thousand dollars for a camera, you realize, this is a capital D decision. That's quite a lot of money to spend on something, especially if you already have something that's similar, maybe not equivalent, but similar. And that kind of, obviously that's a decision point. And I began considering, is this camera really the best option out there for me? And in some ways it is. In the camera industry, though, there's a lot of attention being focused on mirrorless interchangeable lens cameras. There's basically smaller cameras, which is kind of interesting to me. They're talking about some of them as being almost as good as an SLR like the 5D Mark III, which I was thinking of buying. Some cases, maybe not as good. Other cases, very similar. And they're more portable, and that's interesting. In many cases, they're less expensive. That's interesting. The portability thing is definitely interesting to me because I travel a lot, and I probably carry, you know, I'm not sure, say maybe 10 pounds of camera gear with me when I travel. And it almost seems like within the next year, there'll be smaller cameras out there that will be very similar quality to the 5D Mark III if they aren't already out there. And so that gave me a little bit of pause because these cameras are less expensive. I won't be able to use my current lenses on them, at least not easily. So maybe the price would be actually pretty similar to the 5D Mark III, since we'd have to buy new lenses. So I was like, I still kind of want this camera, but it doesn't make as much sense to me because these newer cameras, these smaller ones, those seem pretty attractive too. I'm not sure how to decide between them exactly. And then I started thinking about something completely different, and I try to think about this when I'm buying something, and that is, will this purchase really make my life better in the long term? And on that scale, while I'm pretty sure the image quality would be better in many cases for the photos I took, I wasn't actually convinced that this would actually make my life better, especially thinking about photography, because really I think the biggest issue I have with my photography is having time to actually edit my photos. And so spending money on something that would just increase the rate of photo capture and not editing started to make less and less sense to me. And maybe it would even create problems because now I have even more photos to review and decide to edit or not to edit.
Well, and I also see something else in there too, is a large portion of the joy of taking photos for you is the experience of taking the photos, which the better camera won't change.
No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't affect that. And I also like producing the end product. I like putting up a finished photo on my website and on Flickr. I think that's great. But actually, it's kind of funny. In many cases, these events I go to, I'll bring my third generation iPad and I'll take some photos with that and some photos with my SLR. And if there's a break or something in the event, I'll spend maybe 5 minutes editing a few photos on the iPad itself and then directly sending them out to the world from the iPad, and basically have achieved, I produced something like right there and then and there immediately. So having that iPad 3 is actually much more effective at getting photos done, even though maybe the image quality and resolution, of course, aren't as great as my SLR. So looking at all those little bits of data together basically led me to believe, the 5D Mark III probably, as you pointed out, won't increase my enjoyment of taking photos. It really won't help me produce finished products any faster, or maybe a little bit better, but certainly not faster. And having a backlog is certainly a problem. And so maybe I should be looking at solutions that are closer to the iPad and further away from the SLR world to solve my photography hobby issues.
So it was a combination of looking at what was kind of working and then kind of just walking through the implications of if you did purchase it. Did you wind up writing any of this down, or you just did it all in your head?
For that decision, it's pretty much all in my head. Yeah, I don't think I wrote any of it down. I just kind of mentally keep track of the various reviews and things out there and the buzz I hear about various cameras and look over the reviews. No, I never really wrote it down.
One thing I'm interested in is often when there's the shiny new object out there, like a new camera, a new iPad, new whatever. It's interesting that you made a conscious decision not to buy it rather than to continue to pine away for it or look for it, defer to the decision. You could have just deferred the decision and said, okay, well, I'm going to not make it this month. I'll reevaluate it next month. So you're not punting it versus actually saying, okay, I'm going to look at this and I'm going to decide no.
Right.
Can you talk about why you actually made the decision versus defer it?
Well, I think the reason I did that is because there's actually a cost, a mental cost, to hang on to a decision and let it linger or keep deferring it. Especially for something like photography, where I'm fairly passionate about it, I will just think about it endlessly. When I have some break in time or a free moment, I'll think, what about this camera thing? And it's just kind of a huge waste of time. If it was a much cheaper item, I actually may have made the decision the reverse way and just been like, heck, the value of my time is such that if I continue just thinking about this, I may as well have just purchased the dumb thing. And so instead of just obsessing about it and spending way too much time on the decision, let's just buy it and we'll find out if it's a good decision or not when it gets here.
Yep, which is like the flip side in some ways. But I agree, I found the same thing, that there's a mental cost to having unmade decisions out there, like lingering. It's useful to just make them and get them off your plate either way.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's kind of what I'm alluding to when I'm talking about needing to realize that you're kind of at a decision-making point. you need to realize that if you're kind of obsessing or daydreaming over something, there's a decision to be made. And if I don't try to lock that down a little bit more, I could just be wasting a lot of time on it and never end it, right? It'll just be this ongoing thread in your thoughts that just kind of reducing your focus.
That's interesting. So there's that trigger of, am I thinking about this a lot? If I am, that is a good indicator that I might need to make a decision. And provided that I'm not actually moving toward a decision, like you could be thinking about it, but you have to set almost a timeline and say, okay, I need to make the decision. I can't be thinking about this decision for the next 6 months because that's not actually thinking about the decision.
Yeah, it's just kind of daydreaming or obsessing over it. And
so is there anything that I didn't ask that I should have?
The biggest thing for me in this type of decisions is realizing how much of your resources you can actually pour into a decision, that you basically have to put a cap on that, how much resources you put into your decision-making process.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for talking to me today. And once again, this is John Knox. He works at Evernote, and he can be found on Twitter at WindAddict. Thank you so much, John.
Thanks, Trevor. It's been a lot of fun.
In this interview, John talked about his decision not to buy a camera. He decides not to buy his camera after considering, first, how fast technology continues to evolve. While the camera he wanted was technically superior, new types of cameras are being developed that will have similar quality at a much smaller size. Second, as he thinks about the decision, better technology isn't what he needs. He has a backlog of photos, and much of his joy comes from producing finished works and sharing them with others. The new camera won't help him do this faster. Third, the mental cost to letting decisions linger. He talks about how not locking the decision in reduces your focus as you waste your time continually thinking about the decision. In the end, to help him make the decision, John asks himself, would buying this camera make his life better in the long term? In the end, he decided no and let the decision go. The Lean Decisions podcast is a bi-weekly feature on the Lean Decisions blog. In the last episode, I interviewed John about his decision to start a t-shirt company before the Business of Software conference. If you missed it, you can listen to it on the blog at leandecisions.com. To ensure you don't miss another episode, go to leandecisions.com and enter your email in the subscription box. If you have any feedback on this episode or would like to be interviewed for my research, please contact me at trevor@leandecisions.com. Thanks, and see you next time.